Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rolling Energy Group Radio Show. Tonight, we're coming live to you from Metropolis. Some of you may remember the kryptonite and Superman. Well, we're going to unlock the kryptonite of vibrations and energy and share with you some great positive energy tonight. This show has not been evaluated by any government or regulatory agency, so we ask that you do not ask us any medical questions. Talk about any kind of anything medical, because this show is not trying to prevent, cure, diagnose, or cure anything. All right? So if you're taking any kind of medications, we ask you to consult with your licensed practitioner or your doctor or whoever you may be seeing and seek their advice and invite them to the show so they could get a little input on this. And second, we will not be discussing any kind of incomes because every single one of you are different, unique. Some of you will really take this serious and take this information to heart. Some of you will let it go in one ear and out the other. And some will get involved and still won't do nothing. We want you to unlock your full potential. And I want to give a shout-out to some people that help us tremendously. And y'all know who you are that work our radio board. Thank you so much for working with us. And we appreciate everything that you're doing. Big help. Now I want to introduce my business partner. And a friend of mine is with me. I've known this gentleman for years and years. Now I have a little business degree and a little marketing degree. And have built a linear business before that exceeded $3 million plus a year in income. Now, what I want to share with you tonight is a gentleman that he and I have done some things, and this is not the first time that we've teamed up and worked together. So he has an MBA in business. He actually was a college professor for a few years and did the college routine and taught graduate students as well as college students and graduate students. He has a marketing degree like myself. He has a speech degree. He has a psychology degree. But what he's known for more than anything else is someone that can take you into the deepest part of the jungle, down into the deepest part of the sea, out into the deserts, literally out into swamps. He is a naturist. He can show you things that are edible that you probably would have never have dreamed of, and he's took more than 1 million-plus people around the world on adventure walks called weed walks. With that, let's give it up for my friend, my business partner, and mentor, Irv Samuels. Irv, are you on the line already?
I am. How's the audio?
Great. Well, it'd be better if you sold me some more quarters. All right, it's good.
Thanks, everyone.
Take it over.
We appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're going to be very brief this evening because we know that a lot of people would like to get out and get little holier spirit and focus on their activities for tomorrow and begin enjoying the blessings that we all enjoy. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about enjoying blessings. We're going to talk a little bit about taking advantage of things in our world that most people are not familiar with. And I was on a symposium recently, thank you, Sheila, in which a medical doctor shared some pretty spectacular basic information that we probably all are aware of, but we don't think of very often, and that is if we look at everything we know as a piece of pie, okay, and let's look at the whole pie first. And when we look at what we do know, it's a really small piece of that pie, really small. And that's everything that you have, you know, managed to learn over a lifetime. You know, maybe you went through elementary school and high school and college or graduate school and postgraduate school and maybe you're, you know, a lawyer or an intern, you know, maybe you did some serious, serious studying in some direction, and ultimately you know very little. And then there's a little larger section of that pie, again, bigger than that simple little slice of what you do know. It's what you know you don't know. And that is, you know, you either know that you know how to fly, or, you know, maybe you never took flying lessons, so you don't know how to fly an airplane. Okay, you know, may be an extremely smart guy when it comes to throwing a hammer, but maybe you don't know anything about using a laser or a, you know, stunt finder. You know, simple little gadgets, but ultimately, if you don't know, you don't know, but you may know that you don't know. And then there's the part of the world, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, that you don't even know that it exists, so you can't even possibly know that you don't know. And that's the majority of really what's going on in our entire world for most of us. So with that, let me quickly jump from history into the future and then impact your lives with options that you just don't know about if you're a first-time listener. Let's go back to about the turn of the 1900s. There was a man that came to America named Nikola Tesla. You may have heard of him. If you haven't, you should definitely begin to do some research, because he was a very fascinating individual. He was known as a futurist, and that's because he had so many great ideas that are just absolutely very futuristic. And eventually, maybe man will even grasp what he was talking about or what he was thinking about, take advantage of them to a large degree. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about some of his pioneering works into quantum resonating energy. He was doing that work in the 20s, so 100 years ago. And I'm going to now jump to 2012. Little event happened, kind of related to Mr. Tesla again. A young man went to his mailbox, Mike Hassler, opened it up, and there was an invitation in there to the Tesla Convention. That is an event that's held regularly in which some of the, I'll call, esoteric intuitives, some people that are extremely, extremely tuned in, very, very smart people, are given the privilege to attend that event. And he received an invitation. He was a young man, under 20 at the time, and was absolutely ready to pack his bags and go. I mean, he was as good as in the audience when he got that invitation. Well, his father, Rick Hassler, who is a serious businessman, had specifically recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the Japanese international industrial giant, for big bucks, had some reservations about Mike attending that event. And it was not that Mike didn't deserve to go. Smart kid, and just, you know, his father recognized that. But he had, you know, kind of limited exposure to the world, and Rick, the father, was concerned. The event was in Germany that year. Of course, in Germany, they speak a different language. And to be across the pond, you know, for the first time in the young man's life without, you know, any, you know, kind of knowledge of the specific language of the land, and furthermore, to have some, I would say, introductions to some of the, and excuse my French here, but, you know, and I say this respectfully, but some of the geekiest minds on the planet, Rick just didn't know what to think, you know, if his son Mike was ready for that group of circumstances, and he said, nah, you're not going to go. And Mike was very, very, very vigilant at working on persuading his dad to change his mind, and he succeeded. Eventually, you know, Rick came across, and he said, all right, Mike, you're right. You need to be there. I agree. But there's a catch, and that's that I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. They went to Germany. They attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions, and boy, did they get some brain swell. So many different theories were presented, so many ideas that, you know, for Rick, the father, were fascinating. You know, it seemed like he had been jumped into a science fiction convention, in that there was, you know, just so many ideas that were way out there, you know, futuristic. In fact, they came back to the United States, and Rick sort of pigeonholed everything, you know, and said, and, you know, he was thinking to himself, maybe decades, you know, maybe, you know, he was 52 at the time. He was thinking, you know, maybe by the time I die, something might come to fruition from what we heard that will become practical. You know, this is like right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty, the ability to transport people from one, you know, one part of the galaxy to another part. I mean, you know, that's pretty far out there. Well, it turns out that that particular part of quantum physics is coming to fruition also. So, you know, the world is changing. Technology keeps advancing and very rapidly. Well, Mike, the son, came to his father and he said, Dad, based upon what we learned and some thoughts I have, I'm ready to go to work. His dad looked at him and said, go to work doing what? And Mike said, you know, putting some practical applications together to some quantum resonating energy theoretical inspired components. And at that point, you know, Rick couldn't believe it. But he said, really? And Mike said, absolutely, Dad. And Rick has a lot of faith in his children, and he said to him, well, what do you need, Mike? And Mike was candid. He said, money and lots of it. Well, that really wasn't an issue. So at that point, Rick, you know, as a fundamental businessman, said, for what? And Mike started to spell it out. He wanted state-of-the-art computing equipment. He needed some software that may or not even exist. You know, they may have to add some development to some existing software. They need the ability to be able to isolate frequencies from given sources, embed those frequencies into storage devices, begin to work with aqueous solutions, blue light energy. It went on and on and on, basically spelling out the components of a quantum physics laboratory. And Rick said, are you sure? That sounds pretty expensive. And Mike said, a mere pittance compared to what we will be able to develop. And with that, Rick gave him the checkbook. Mike went to work shopping, accumulated some state-of-the-art equipment and software, and went to work. Didn't take him very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And that was the inception of what you're about to hear all about. Specifically, that patent was eventually granted, as well as 5 additional patents, all relating to quantum energy. And we ask that you take the time, if you're interested, to review those patents. We're not hiding anything. They are very, very informative. And they are absolutely technologies that, if embraced, will have major impact on your lives and the lives of everyone that you impact with these technologies. So what was that first patent? It was basically a trifecta. The first part was we use various methods, and you could read it in the patent, you know, to kind of get a feel for some of the methods that we use to isolate specific frequencies, okay? And everything in this world has a frequency, you know, whether you're looking at a light bulb, or whether you're looking at the filament in a light bulb, or whether you're looking at pavement or concrete, or looking through glass, or eating a vitamin or a mineral, or enjoying a plant, or, you know, a sugar substance, or, well, it goes on and on and on. Everything has its own specific resonating energy. So we isolate that. And then the second part is that we now take, you know, the frequencies that we have, and we embed them into a storage device, a substrate that holds those frequencies in a manner that they can impact other things. Okay, so how is that possible? Read the patent. Over the years, they've developed, you know, various substrates that work very efficiently for holding energy, and I'm going to call these batteries, simply because we could all relate to batteries holding energy. In this particular case, it's a little different kind of energy. It's quantum resonating energy, but nevertheless, it is something that holds it and uses the energy that is in the battery for some kind of a benefit to some end user or some end, something in the end that's being influenced by that battery. So the important part is the third part, which is pretty much, and they're all important. Let me, you know, I guess digress. The third part is the unbelievable part of this magic mix, this path. And that is when anything with an energy field, okay, and that could be pretty much anything. The earth has energy fields. The sun has energy fields. Plants have energy fields. Animals, mammals, humans all have energy fields. When something with an energy field is influenced by one of these batteries, meaning that the battery is placed, you know, contiguous or nearby to the end recipient, the end recipient benefits in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original source of the emanating energy. What? That means we no longer have to eat vitamins and minerals and plants to get the benefit from whatever, you know, we normally enjoy. We don't have to go through the chemical process of converting, you know, various things back into energy in our body, you know, which is sort of what really happens when you ingest something. And it works efficiently. And the facts are absolutely. And furthermore, these batteries also, when they come into the proximity of something with an energy field, they can ultimately trigger the same response as if the recipient was in the exposure to the original emanating source of the energy. So, you know, now we have the ability to enjoy the benefits of the earth, the frequencies of the earth, without being on the earth. Sounds pretty far out there, doesn't it? Well, let's talk about some practical applications, because whether it sounds far out there or whether it sounds like science fiction to you, it's all part of our world. And we don't ask that you even believe what I'm saying. You know, please do your diligence. Do what it takes to begin to, you know, absolutely get your head around the fact that our world has improved dramatically. There's some amazing technologies that can have major impact on your life and the lives of your animals, the lives of your plants, and everything else that you would like to positively influence. So let's start with practical application number one, something called relief. Basically, looks like a little peel-and-stick Band-Aid, clear, three-quarters of an inch in diameter, holds energy for about 72 hours, 3 days, and it has more than 100 different frequencies embedded into this little battery. And when you place it in the energy field of somebody or some animal that has experienced some kind of discomfort, it will provide relief, okay, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion, pretty much anything that ultimately creates a circumstance within the end entity that is uncomfortable, that is, you know, not normal, that, you know, specifically is in need of some attention to bring things back to, you know, normal, functioning, healthy activity within the body. One of these relief batteries will make a huge difference. And it's so much safer than anything that typically you might take to provide relief. There's no chemicals of any kind. It's energy only. And the only complication is that if you want optimum results, you should make sure that you're highly hydrated. Drink lots of water. Not very complicated. And it's safe for the youngest infant and the oldest geriatric, the oldest plant, the oldest, you know, person on the planet, the oldest animal on the planet. So there is no downside. Just try it. Prove it to yourself. And we're going to move on very rapidly. We're going to talk about some other really cool batteries. One is called Nitro. Stimulates cardiovascular health. If you're looking for better performance, if you're looking for faster recovery in all the activities that you undertake, you should stimulate
the nitric oxide production in the mammalian body. The natural part of our bodies, when we're youthful, we have phenomenal production of nitric oxide. And as we age, we lose that natural capability to a large degree. So before you go in the bedroom next time, before you take on a physical activity of some kind, I'm parked somewhere looking at a Planet Fitness, gymnasium, one of their, franchisees across the country. And everybody going in there is about to undertake some kind of performance. Don't you think that it would make sense for them to enhance their nitric oxide development, their, deployment of nitric oxide so they perform a little better and get quicker recovery? Makes sense. To most people that are into athletic competition, they're already supplementing with nitric oxide, but they don't know that we have a much better form yet. And that's why we ask everybody to step up to the plate and become, part of our mission to make people aware of our better solutions. We have an immunity patch. Okay, it works. We have a simple burn modality, great for inch and weight loss. It's great for detoxing, get some of those chemicals that accumulate all through your body over your entire lifetime to begin to be dispelled, get them back out, let your body begin to revitalize a little. And we have other modalities like sleep. Everybody needs deep restorative sleep. Don't need to be getting up a million times during the night. You don't need to have a real trauma trying to get to sleep. And when you do go to sleep, you want that very deep REM, rapid eye movement, or stage 4 sleep, so that your body is absolutely doing a jet fueling repairing job. Then we have something called CBD in one of these batteries. CBD, cannabidiol, is one of the fastest growing commodities on the planet. It is a natural substance. In fact, our bodies, back in the 70s, we discovered in Israel, there was a researcher, Dr. McCollum, realized that we have an internal system called the endocannabinoid system that's stimulated by, among other things, CBD, okay, cannabidiol. And CBD is, in our case, only energy, so there's no chemicals, no fears of any drug testing complications, no matter what your vocation is. And it specifically triggers the activity of this endocannabinoid system in your body, which brings things back into balance. Balance of your hormones, your digestive system, your muscular skeletal system, your cardiovascular system, your nervous system, your skin system, every system in the body can be improved dramatically as it's brought into balance. Don't take our word for it. Experience it. We have other, great batteries. We have one called Wow. We have one, and it is a wow. We have one called Revive. We have several that, will be released within the next couple months that are spectacular. Some of us have been privileged to, kind of enjoy some preliminary experimentation with these particular batteries, and all I could say is it's just going to keep getting better and better as to what's available to impact your life. So I'm going to talk about three other things real briefly. One is something called an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is something that you need to become aware of. It's something that you need to protect yourself from. There's a lot of technological devices that we have as modern conveniences in our lives every day. Our cell phones, our notebooks, our laptops, our routers, our smart appliances, smart meters on our houses, smart, goes on and on. I could probably spend the next hour. In fact, we have a report available if you'd like to get the report that, details items that you need to protect yourself from. So anyhow, you place one of these little batteries on that device, and they're, inexpensive, and they last, they're unconditionally guaranteed for a year. They will make a huge difference in the damaging effect of that device. So hope you step up to the plate, protect yourself, but more importantly, make sure that you do protect your children and grandchildren. Don't let them needlessly be exposed to EMF in close proximity to their bodies. They're still developing. They're still young and youthful. They still have their entire lives ahead of them. Why
add stressors into their life that's going to complicate ultimate health. So we have that, and I'm on a mission to spread that to the world. I hope we get a lot of people to join us because there's 8 billion cell phones. We have a lot of ground to cover. We also have a freshness technology. It's called a food freshness card. We also have, in experimental modalities, food freshness little miniature bottles. And what happens when you indeed begin to enjoy these technologies is that they mitigate the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi so that things like, produce and vegetables and bakery items and leftovers and dairy products and cut flowers and goes on and on, anything that, you know, typically deteriorates relatively quickly, can enjoy more vibrancy, extend the life by 50%, and it is amazing at how fresh things taste when they're exposed to this technology. And the final item I'm going to talk about is definitely the quintessential item in the product line. It's called an earthing card. And it has the benefits of the frequencies of the earth embedded into this carbon fiber credit card appearing technology. Unconditionally guaranteed for a year, and it is amazing. Simply by passing it to somebody, there are a lot of things that you could demonstrate that, you know, not having the card and then having the card, by giving them the card, it adds vitality, strength. It adds range of motion. It adds better balance, improves their balance. And for a lot of people, they experience mental clarity and focus. Other people, you know, kind of get a calming feeling. Some people just, you know, feel extremely energized. Others just have a great feeling, and they say, just, I feel better, and they can't describe it. Well, a lot of people describe that as a feeling of well-being. It is an amazing card, and in addition to having, you know, immediate impact on those people that embrace it, it also has the major additional benefit of protecting us from 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So when you're driving down the highways and you see those 5G towers, you know, that are going up everywhere, and you see the old 3Gs and the 4Gs, and there's the concourse of high-intensity electricity lines going everywhere near you, you can absolutely feel assured that you're doing everything that you can by carrying this card to protect yourself. And we could demonstrate how powerful it is. So with technologies of this magnitude, there obviously is a huge opportunity associated with the dissemination of making people aware of them. You don't have to ever do what I just did, you know, an explanation of this nature. You just, if you choose to join us, and I highly recommend that you don't procrastinate, there is no cost of any kind. You could become a brand partner immediately. Simply get back to the individual who invited you here tonight. And as you join us on our mission of making this a better world, of bringing energy-only modality solutions to people, you will indeed have the ability to profit from that action. So you'll not only feel good about improving people's lives, but you'll get paid to do so simultaneously. And for those that choose to step up their game a little, they can become an active brand partner by purchasing a package. Specifically, that gives you the opportunity to leverage and acquire additional incomes. There's actually 8 separate income streams that are available to active and qualified brand partners. So all I could say is, if you're looking for part-time activity to create part-time income, or if you want to get a little better at it and become a really good inviter and learn some skills that will improve your success, you could definitely step up that part-time activity and create full-time income. And for those of us that catch the vision, that understand how big this technology is going to be, it's a given. It's already, you know, known throughout the world that energy is where the future is. In fact, we won't go into, you know, either Einstein or Tesla's quotes related to that, you know, a long time ago, but the future is energy, and we're about to transition into the energy realm. So why not capitalize on that at the same time? And for those of us that catch the vision, unlimited income potential is in your future if you're willing to do what it takes to develop that income. So with that, don't procrastinate. Get started tonight. And please, please at least try some of the batteries so that you could experience these firsthand. Try to prove us wrong in that, you may think whatever I just said all sounded crazy, and I don't blame you. It's exactly what I thought when I first heard this until I experienced it. And then it was all, full pedal to the metal, because it's so impactful, so important, and nobody knows what you now know. You're among a very elite esoteric group in the world, and it's time to make a big difference in this world because so many people need help. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. Once again, splendid job. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a pen and piece of paper. As I told you earlier, I was in Metropolis where Superman came in Kryptonite. So you just heard all kinds of great information on some energy. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines. I want you to press 1, and you can ask anything but medical questions. So if you'll press 1 on your phone, we can get you some free resonators if you are new. And Sean Farrell, Doc Farrell, is going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. And when you hear the last 4 digits of your phone number, your mic is going to be live. So press 1, and Sean, do you have anyone that has pressed 1 as of yet?
8,000, your mic is live.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Please identify yourself.
My name is Adelita White, and I'm calling you from Michigan.
Michigan. Charles Glasby, right?
Glasby. Yes, yes.
Grisby,
now,
yes.
He explained a little bit about it to me, and I was curious because I do tapping on the meridian zones, and so
right.
He said this would be something that would coincide with what I do. Go ahead.
I started to say we have a lady that's a royal. From the royal Chinese dynasty, a natural energy healer, and she talks about the meridian literally all the time, and she's been testing this, using it. She is a naturopathic doctor as well, and she uses it in her practice, and it's exploding her practice. So, yes, you could use this, and it works.
Also, I know people have issues, with high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You mentioned weight gain, losing weight and that sort of thing, burning, weight loss, I guess. So I imagine each one of these different batteries, you call them, are they just like Band-Aids you stick on your skin?
Yes, they're about the size of a nickel, and you can put them on clothing. You can put them on, your undergarments. You can put them on scarves. All they have to do is be within about an inch or so of your biofield, of your energy field. And if you're going to do the weight loss, I suggest that you physically use 3 burns and a CBD. Because women's hormones are a little different. Well, actually, men should use it as well. I lost over 100 pounds using the burn, and I got to get back on them because I haven't been wearing them probably in a I had an outbreak of I take a medication for psoriasis when I was younger. My father was basically in a base that they burnt the chemicals from World War I and II. and we had a little discrepancy with my insurance company, and they wasn't wanting to cover the my medicine, so it took me a minute to get back through, and I broke out and scaly, so I wasn't wearing the burn resonators for so far about 6 weeks, and I can sure tell a difference when not
okay.
having them on. So the burn, and the CBD, when you combine them two together, and you drink half of your body weight in ounces, like if a person's 100 ounce, let's say they're 100 pounds, they should drink 50 ounces of water. 200, they should drink 100 ounces of water. And if they're, like, if they're 155, then they should bump it up and try to drink at least, you know, 80 ounces of water. So I always tell people, okay. try to drink half your body weight of ounces of whatever you're divided by two and do it. But
so,
it sure will help your practice.
Okay, how does it work? You mentioned I'm getting ready to go back to the gym. I'm 66 years old. I used to work out.
Yes, ma'am.
And when this COVID hit, I stopped working out. So I want to get back to the
yes,
gym
ma'am.
And start working out. But I noticed that I'm out of breath a lot of times. Would this help me in that kind of way?
You put the Natron, and basically put the Natron. And since you hadn't been in the gym for a while, I would also suggest that you probably use the Relief, because when you first start working out, you're going to have use the Nitro and either WOW or Nitro and Relief, because you may have a little bit of stiffness or some aches when you do that. Put the Nitro and the WOW together, and you will have energy, a lot of energy. I know when I lost a lot of my weight, I got using basically the CBD, and of course I wear them all, and I noticed that, you know,
well,
a lot of
just,
things
that
change.
That was my next question. That was my next
yeah.
question. Can you combine them all together? Can you wear them all? Can you?
Yes, you can wear them all and space them out about a half inch to an inch apart. You don't put them right on top of one another, but you can space them out, you know, maybe a quarter inch to a half inch. They work synergetically together, and they all help each other. It boosts your energy level. And when you are, just like right now, I've got all the medallions on. I actually have a CBD tag on, and I have CBD resonators on. I have five earthing cards on me. I'm 62, mm-hmm. and nobody can believe that I'm 62. Because we're at the top of the ladder and promote, we actually have
yeah.
a tag that actually it's basically like the fountain of youth. It helps with wrinkles. It gives me energy. When people basically see me, they're getting in. I own a semi-truck and trailer company, and I'm a long-distance hauler. And people that see me getting in on my truck, you know, at my age, they look at me like, you know, because that is, what do you own? And I'm like, what am I on? I'll pull my shirt down a little bit. I'm on, I'm an Energizer. And they said, Energizer? And I said, yeah, I'm on energy.
Okay.
And that's about what I get from people.
Well.
They see it. Yeah, it's like the little Energizer bunny. I mean, I'm full of energy.
Now, another thing,
work.
You can help people that want to quit smoking. Will it help them?
We're working on that.
Okay.
We're going to be coming out with one of them soon.
How can I get samples? I was told I can
get
free samples.
Write this down. It's Quantum Solutions Now. .info. Quantum Solutions Now. .info. And read it. It's going to pop up. Herb Samuels, the gentleman you just heard speak. Read it carefully. Go to the bottom and click all, and check and look at all the little things that you'd like to have information on. And then write that in that box and make sure you put Charles's first and last name, and make sure when you click submit that you see it come back successfully submitted. If you don't see it come back successfully submitted, we don't get it.
Quantum
Solutions.
I'll text it to you.
He's going to text it to you.
Thank you. Okay. That'll be good.
Just fill that form out and then get back with Charles. There's a few videos that you should watch. And then he's got all the information and tell him you want to know more. And then personally, I would join his basically go join his team and get your own personal website and go look in the back office, and you can buy wholesale if you are a partner.
Okay.
And they all come minimum with a 90-day unconditional guarantee. The EMF Shield, the Food Freshness Card, and the Earthing Card comes with a 1-year unconditional guarantee, so there is no risk. We have a promotion right now that's a way over $1,200 deal that we're doing for $399. It's called our April Spectacular, and it gives you 24 of the Relief, 24 of the Nitro, 24 of the Revive, and if you will use this little code, and you send an email to office@naturesfrequency.com and send an email and say, I listen in to Gary and Irv's radio show, and they said if I order this package of this April Spectacular, if I put, you know, their name in the radio show and ask for an extra pack or ask for a CBD package, you might include a CBD package for free.
Okay.
And most of the people that use our name in our radio show that send an email in, they're getting an extra, they're getting a CBD package free because they announce our radio show. It works.
I'm also kind of worried about my grandson. He's 12. He's on his computer. Not computer, but on the screen, watching and playing these games all day and night, and he sleeps hardly all day because he's up all night on this, you know, playing games and stuff. And I'm just concerned about him in that sense.
EMF.
That
EMF shield.
How you pronounce it?
It's an EMF shield. Electromagnetic force. It's EMF shield. That comes in that April Spectacular. You'll get four of those in that April Spectacular that's a special promotion for April.
How long does the shield last?
The shield's over a year.
Over a year. Okay, so they just have to have them on them or near the computer or near their body, just near their body, right, or on their body?
Well, if you want it near their body, that's going to be an earthing card. But you could take the EMF shield and put it on any of the devices. And if you really want to know how dangerous everything is, go to Quantum Solutions, quantumsolutionsnow.com. And you can read up on how dangerous everything is. Just change the info to .com, and you can request the newsletter and put Charles's name in there, and you will get a newsletter on all the dangers of the EMF.
Okay.
EMF. Now, tomorrow being Easter, I don't know if we're doing a show or not yet. We ain't made that decision. But if you bring four people between now and Monday night, because Monday night we're doing a show, you bring four additional people to listen in, you will get 12 free resonators and an EMF shield. But you must have four people say your name and be on the call. You will get 12 free resonators and an EMF shield.
Okay. This is for Monday?
And
on Monday?
Monday night. Same time.
What time?
They must be here at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time.
What is this? When's the next one? Because, I have a call
Wednesday.
At that same time, Eastern Time. Is that Eastern time?
Eastern time, yes, ma'am, Eastern time. We're here every night.
I have a call already. I have a call
we're here
already
every night, but Tuesday and
call on it.
Okay, we're here every night, but Tuesday and Friday night. Tuesday and Friday night, we're not here, but we have this same call at 8 p.m. Eastern time every night, but Tuesday and Friday night. Get with Charles. He's got our schedule.
Okay. All right.
Call him after the show, and don't go nowhere. We're going to have some people that may have some testimonials. So after the show is over, call Charles and say, I want more info.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you, Ms. White.
Thank you. Right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, press 1. Anybody else?
1657.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Good. This is Bill Latham. I'm calling
from
Idaho.
Hey, Bo, how are you?
Good.
From Idaho. Okay. And who invited you, Bo?
Gary Shaw.
Great.
Right,
right. Bo, what did you learn tonight?
Today.
What did you hear that you liked, and what did you think about what you learned?
Well, 1997, I broke my back and my neck, and I've lived in unadulterated pain ever since then. And the opportunity to be able to get out of that pain would be
We can't say that word.
Very nice.
Well, you can. We just can't use that word. Not on the radio show. It's discomfort.
Sorry.
I've got a friend that's got a T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Bulging vertebrae disc, and he might be on it tonight, and he may not be, but he used one of those. They had him on some really high medication and some medical marijuana, and he laughed at us when we told him to put one of these on, and he cussed us kind of to agree and thought we were pulling his leg. And then told him to drink a lot of water and put one of those on, and when he was able to bend down and tie his shoe for the first time in 6 or 7 years, he became a believer. So if you will go to quantumsolutionsnow.info, and Sean, will you text him that information and just put my name in there? Just put my name in the box check off all the information you'd like to have, and you will get you'll get a 9-day supply. Now, if you will come and bring more people with you, you can win more resonators absolutely free. Just like I was telling Ms. White, Monday night, if you can be back here on Monday night, and we may be here tomorrow night, because it's going to be pretty much a lot of people over. But tomorrow night, tomorrow night and Monday night, if you get 4 additional people, you can get 12. Free resonators and an EMF shield for your phone. Absolutely free. We pay the shipping. We pay it all.
Got
to do is say your name, Bo. All they got to do is just say your name, and they got to be here at 8 o'clock. They got to be here on time. They listen to the whole show, and then they just do what you do. And, so, you know, they just tell us what they think about what they heard.
Right. Well, and I'm interested
in if you'll get back with me after the show is over, I will send you some information on some videos to watch about that discomfort. I'll send you a video that on that discomfort so you can understand all about that. We'll go from there. Thank you for calling in.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next is 5200. You are live.
Hi. My name is Danielle Clark, and I live in Idaho.
Hey, Danielle, and who invited you?
My fiance, Bill Latham.
Bill, great. Okay. What did you learn tonight, Danielle?
I learned that it would help out a lot with discomfort and with form of issues with the head and everything too, from what I've heard.
Yes, ma'am. Fantastic. Sean's gonna send you the Quantum Solutions now. And,
already sent.
If you come back tomorrow night and Monday night, and you bring four additional people that tell me that are here at 8 o'clock, and they tell me that Danielle invited them, and then they tell me what they learned, you will get 12 of our batteries and an EMF shield free.
Awesome.
All they got to do is be on time, listen to it, and share the information, and then, you know, we'll go with our, basically we'll go from there and decide if you want to turn this into a business or not.
All righty.
And thank you for calling in. Sound like a plan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too, ma'am. Hang around for the testimonials.
All right. That is all of our questioners right at this point in time.
Press 1. Bill, are you on here? Because Bill's wanted to invite both of those, I guess. Bo, I don't know which one. But anyhow, if you're brand new and this is the first time you listen to it, press 1. If you're a branding partner, go ahead and press 1 and get in the queue, and let's hear a testimonial. Sean, will you tell them about your experience? Because you were in some major discomfort. Will you tell them what happened and why I stopped and on my way through Kansas City and dropped something off for you? Will you explain to them what happened to you last year?
Well, I'm a flatbed truck driver, and I was tarping a load in Texas during high winds, and it pulled me off of the trailer with the tarp, and when I came off, I ended up tearing my bicep, my rotator cuff, my labrum, which is where the ball sits, all at one hit. And ended up going in for surgery to repair everything. And during that time, I was unable to lay down after the surgery, and I was supposed to sleep sitting up, and I hadn't been able to really sleep since the surgery. That was about 8 days. Gary stopped by and brought me some Relief and CBD. I put the Relief on, and when I got back to my home, about 8 minutes later, I had the first solid sleep I had had in the 8 days since surgery. I continued using them, and they said that I would not be able to return to work for 16 weeks. On the 24th of July, I was back in my truck working, running my first load after surgery. During that time that I was going through the PT and everything, I didn't want to take the CBD because I was scared about the consequences. They're very hard on us. They catch it and we're done for good. So I knew a little bit about the history and what it does to you. So I tried it because I thought I was going to have plenty of time. 2 weeks after starting wearing the CBD, I went to a friend that worked for Department of Corrections and had him give me a drug test. I did the stick test right there in the office, and it came back completely clean. So I've continued to use those since then, and it helped me tremendously with my focus on my job and
going through everything that I'm going through personally and with my business, everything that I'm doing. So these products do work awesomely.
So, Sean, let me get this straight. In other words, you were in major, major, major discomfort. This helped your basically discomfort level kind of go away to the point that you could absolutely lay down and actually get some sleep for the first time. And if I heard you correctly, instead of it going basically 16 weeks without work, you were able to go through your physical therapy and literally in less than 6 weeks and cut 10 weeks of therapy out. Because you were able to do more because of this. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly.
And then even though we're friends and you trust me, you still kind of had that reservation and that doubt because we are truck drivers and yes, they pop us
we're
constantly.
Out at a higher
they're
standard.
Harder on us than everybody.
Yeah. They are. I mean, I've had friends
and,
that are still fighting through it, and they've never touched anything. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you tried the CBD, and you waited to the saturation point of 2 weeks, and then went and got tested, and it came back 0, 0, 0, 0. And matter of
absolutely
fact, it impressed
nothing.
Your doctor so much. That your doctor's actually on your team and on our team, ain't he?
Yes, he is. That and my PT specialist is also on there.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, and there's more stories. Press 1 if you're a branding partner and we haven't heard from you or if you're brand new. Press 1. Do we have anybody? If not, I'll tell my story.
We don't have anybody at this moment in time.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and tell mine. About 2 weeks ago, I was up in Yakima, Washington, waiting to get loaded and pick up a load of apples. And I happened to visit one of those little taco trucks, or we call them a taco truck, but a little truck. And the only thing they had that seemed like to me that was kind of anywhere worth, eating was some little miniature tacos, and they'd been baked, and I don't know how long they'd been baked. I don't know how old they were, but, they were crunchy, and there was about 8 of them. I ate about 6 of them, and they're about maybe 1.5, 2 inches. They look like a Dorito chip with some stuff in them, and I don't know if the meat was fresh or old, but it tore my stomach up to the point that I broke out in sweats. I had to go inside the cooler at 20-degree temperature. I was feeling nauseous. I went in the cooler trying to cool off, and, the sweat was popping up. And my stomach was just kind of feeling, nah. I went and got my paperwork. I was supposed to go ahead and leave out and basically head towards Atlanta. I couldn't. I made it straight to the bathroom. And went immediately. It was coming out both, basically coming out everywhere. I was throwing up. Then I got the dry heaves, and then it went to runs. And I took a Wow. I took a Wow resonator, little battery, and stuck on my stomach. I took a Relief, and I took a Nitro, and I put those three on my stomach. I already had them up on my chest. And I laid down on a food freshness card that I have literally in my bunk. I have 3 in my bunk and 1 in my pillow. I laid down on those, and I fell asleep. My stomach basically quit doing everything. I quit dry heaving. I got about 5 hours of good sleep. I woke up and got up, started my truck, and I headed to Atlanta. Now, I've also used, I use all of them, but I've also used, I was in a major truck accident a little over 12 years ago, a lady basically in a little town up towards, a little past Yakima on a straightaway. She ran a red light, and I happened to glance towards my left real quick and seen that there was cars there and oncoming traffic. glanced to my right and seen that I had a little bit of emergency lane, and all I saw was two little babies, you know, her and two little babies in a car seat. So it was split-second decision. I jerked my wheel to the right, and when I jerked that wheel, now I carry carpet and flooring and rugs and tile and glue and adhesive, everything for your home that you, for your flooring. And just like I got on now, headed to Spokane, Washington right now, and my trailer tilted. And I called a telephone pole, and it tilted a little further. I caught a building, a corner of a building that was abandoned, and I slid for about 35 yards, and I went down into a little embankment 8 to 10 foot. Well, that trailer and all that carpeting, all that flooring and tile and rugs and buckets of glue and everything else of adhesive, it all come crashing in. And it ripped my cab open. It ripped the basically the right side of my truck and trailer open. And all that crashed in on top of me. Well, my whole right side, literally, has been a mess since about 2000, or roughly about 2008 or 9 when that happened. And the wife I had at that time, I think she had $1 million insurance policy on me. And I think she was fattening me up for the kill, because I went from 175 pounds, 6 foot tall, 175 pounds, being extremely healthy at 45, to 374 to 375 pounds. And having to have, you know, one of them masks that you put on where you can sleep without, you know, where you don't stop, you know, breathing. I had to, my doctor was talking about it, they were wanting to put me on a something to help me, you know, a needle. I had to take a kind of like a shot every day. And my oxygen level had dropped down to roughly about 92. I was going downhill. And I got a hold of this. When I was first introduced to it, early February, it was hard to wrap my head around, because I couldn't believe what I was hearing until I tried it. And I tried it, and it's just like I tell everybody, prove me wrong. It works. If you got an element that's kind of hurting, just stick it where it hurts. And you may have to put two or three, depends on how severe it is, because I've learned we have blockages in our body. Just like you've heard of people having blockages near their heart or arteries. Well, you got to get them open. And sometimes I had a spot on my shoulder. I had to put an entire sleeve one time, literally on my back, underneath my shoulder, right below my rotary cuff, which is one of the parts that I have that old man sometimes kind of come and visits, because it's you know, really, really cold weather or really, really damp weather, it kind of messes with me, and I'll stick one or two back there, and it'll relieve it. And as soon as it kind of relieves it and takes away that discomfort, I can keep one on. And these things last 3 days. Well, like I said, I ballooned up to a little almost 375 pounds. And when in February of last year, I started on this and started experimenting with it. And I put three around my navel, which is your lifeline. Somebody says, lifeline? I said, well, yeah, it's simple. You know, when you were born, you had a lifeline from your mother to you called an umbilical cord. That's your lifeline. I put three, one on top, one on both sides. Then I started experimenting with CBD and put CBD underneath it. And then I even put as many as one on each one of my wrists right there at my blood veins of the burn, and I started seeing my wrist, my watch had to be basically literally, and just like now, I've had to take a couple, two or three links out of my watch. I've went from a size 56 pair of pants, I'm in basically right now a 44 pair of pants comfortably, and I've noticed that they're getting a little tight, but I've dropped down to 255 pounds, and I need to get back on them, but my skin is just now cleared up, because I said earlier, my father, when I was a young child, we were at an incinerary base that burnt World War One and World War Two chemicals, and I have this thing called, it starts with an S, and the skin gets kind of flaky like a fish, and my resonators wasn't staying on because of that, and they were falling off because of the flakiness of my skin. Well, I finally got back on that regimen to where my skin is nice and no flakiness, so I can start putting my burn back on, because I'd like to actually get back down to about 175 pounds where I was at before. It does work. And I know Irv's got issues with basically cat dander. He's allergic to cats. Irv, you still here or are you gone?
I think I'm here.
Yes, sir, you
tell
are.
Tell us a little bit about your cat dander.
How okay,
allergic
I was
to cats
at,
and
I was at a friend's house. I've known that I've been allergic to cats for a long time. Okay, actually, it became very apparent to me when I was, you know, kind of introduced to this industry back in the 90s. And I went to a house to do a presentation. They had lots of cats. We were using flip charts at the time. The cats were running underneath my flip chart. And, man, did I start having problems. My eyes start to water. It doesn't take very long till I start to get a really runny nose. And then I get really itchy. And if I, you know, I'm exposed much longer, I break out into welts and hives. Well, I was at a friend's house. One of our brand partners, and Scott has a cat. Cat came over to me. They're attracted to the energy that we carry. The more of these batteries that you have on, seemingly the more friends that you're going to accumulate, both humans that sense energy and like positive energy, and animals. So cat came over, and I love animals, so I started playing with it. It didn't take very long. My eyes started to water. Again, that's the first sign. Second was my nose started to run, and I didn't want any complications, so I told Scott, you know, at the time that I'm going to go out and get some resin energy. He said, you don't have to go outside. I have them here. I said, well, yeah, I'll go get them out of my truck, and he said, okay. And the reason I wanted to do that is I wanted a little fresh air at the same time, you know, so I could kind of clear everything. Well, went out, put one on. Again, the company recommends using two when it comes to the immunity batteries, but I only put one on, put it on my wrist, and Scott was timing. In less than 8 minutes, I was clear. You know, my nasal drip had completely cleared up. My eyes were no longer watery, and I was able to play with the cat for the rest of the day. Now, that has happened multiple times. I try to consistently use the immunity patches. Okay, I'm looking at my right wrist right now, and yes, I have one on. Well, sometimes they fall off unbeknownst to, you know, to oneself. So you have to kind of be conscientious or use tape over them to make sure they stay on for 3 days. But usually I don't, and as a consequence, they may sneak off. And when they do, you're not protected. Bottom line, you know, these energy modalities only work when you have them near your energy field. So if you want your immune system to work at optimal levels all the time, make sure that you have them on all of the time. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Nitro, a kind of cool thing. Nitro is amazing at helping you with performance. It's amazing when you have ample levels of nitric oxide in your body efficiently disseminates through your cardiovascular system the nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. Now, oxygen is pretty important stuff. And ultimately, it has so many impactful benefits in every aspect of your life that you want as much as you can. In fact, back in the late 90s, there was a Nobel laureate that won the Nobel Physics Prize for their pioneering work on the benefits of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. And I highly recommend, you know, look it up. Go to Google, go to YouTube, and begin to learn about nitric oxide. But as you learn, whatever you learn, you're going to realize that, you know, it's all great to know about it, but it's even better to have it. And that's what our Nitro patches do. Well, I was in a stressful situation in the woods. I do a lot of weed walks, and I do a lot of experiences in nature because, you know, I believe we're truly blessed to be in nature. And I'll tell you a little story about nature today. But I was not as far along the trail as I had hoped, and it was already dark, and just so happened that I was in Florida at the time, and that particular park locks the gates for the parking lot at 8 o'clock at night.
and it was like 7 o'clock already, or 7:15, and I still had about 2 miles or so to go to get back to the staging area where my vehicle was parked, and I really didn't want a, you know, $250 fine and get locked in to the parking lot overnight. So it was time to hustle, and I'm not a young man anymore, and typically I have the nitric oxide on again, and right now I'm looking, it's on my left wrist, you know, nice gold patch, you know, working great. But unfortunately, I didn't have it on for this particular episode. And I, you know, did a forced run, you know, march, whatever, to get out of that particular forest area as quickly as I could, and really, you know, kind of stretch my endurance capabilities. And quite frankly, all I could say is it was enough of an insightful event that from here on in, I'm going to carry nitric oxide resonators with me as a first aid modality whenever I go in the woods. Just makes perfect sense, because that extra performance, you never know when you're going to need it, but ultimately you certainly should be prepared, and that's what the nitric oxide avails you the opportunity to do. Yes.
Now, that nitric oxide, when you get that kind of oxygen to every cell in your body, would that give you extra performance in the bedroom as well?
Every aspect of mammalian activity. I mean, again, don't take our word for that. You know, don't indeed, you know, tell us that we're, you know, take it from us that we're recommending any solutions to any complications. Just do your own diligence. You know, go to, you know, if you want to, go to the original Nobel Prize dissertation. I mean, that information is so overwhelmingly available and so eye-opening. I mean, nitric oxide is just critical in every aspect of your life if you want to be as healthy as you possibly can be. And the cool thing is that these resonators are so much more efficient at allowing your body to begin to produce that nitric oxide, you know, so much better than any supplement that you could possibly, you know, consume. And there's tons of supplements out there, but they all have the limitation of you have to get the right dosage, you have to take them, you know, frequently enough. There are potential chemical complications. Your body might not react in some way with one of the fillers or whatever they put into the capsule or the tablet. And with energy, none of those complications exist. So, you know, if you're going to do it, why not do the best? And, you know, what happened today, this was just kind of another isolated experience. I was along Lake Erie. I'm up in the Sandusky, Ohio area. And while I was out, you know, kind of in the woods, you know, just out sort of walking around enjoying nature, and there weren't a whole lot of people out. Most people are, you know, kind of are a little timid that spring hasn't sprung enough. Okay, well, I'm aggressively out looking for ramps and morels and spring onions, which I did find today, and, you know, things that are the first kind of signs of a vibrant natural weed growth. And while I was out, you know, I tend to be an environmentalist at the same time, and I hate people that, you know, pollute our planet in any way. So, you know, I sometimes go out wading into water to pull in trash. And, you know, I ultimately, for the people that go on weed walks with me, you know, one of the criterion for going on a weed walk is that you have to have a container to collect 10 pieces of trash, which you will, before the walk, agree to either recycle or dispose of appropriately. You know, that's sort of the admission fee. So I'm trying to make an impact and teach people to make an impact. And here's one of my statements, and that is, you know, that this trash isn't mine, but the world is. Okay, so I'm carrying a bag full of, you know, recyclables coming out of the woods, and there's one guy brave in the weather, I guess, and he's parked along the road, and I walked up to him and began to have a little discussion, and I said, I'd like to give you one of my quotes. And he said, what's that? I said, well, you know, it's not my trash, but it is my world. And he said, you picked all that up around here? And I said, yeah, I did, unfortunately. And he said, do you do that all the time? And I said, don't you?
And of course, you know, not very many people do, but that's all right. I got my point across. And at that point, I said to him, and this is just something to take away, I said, I happened to notice he had a military cap on. He was, you know, retired military. And I said, I happened to do a radio show on Monday night that is a tribute to veterans. Would love to have you join us because we're trying to improve this world. Would you be available? And he said, sure, I'd like to hear what you have to say. So you could use any circumstance in your, you know, relevant, I guess, interactions with other people, no matter what those circumstances are, to create a mutual bond and absolutely guide them to this information. You know, so there's no excuses why you don't help other people have better lives. Please step up your game. With that, back to you, Gary.
Thank you, Irv. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone else want to speak tonight? Or is everyone, if you would, press 1. Sean, if there's no one that's pressed 1, we will close this out. Irv and I both know Scott. Now, like I said, I was saying earlier, Scott has some back, major discomfort with his back. He put one of these little resonators on his back. He put a relief, and he put a while up top, up towards the top of his back, and he walks around, and everybody in his town knows that, of his severeness. And of course, he has an earthing card too, and he's walking around where he used to not get out of the house at all, and everybody's just amazed in his town how he is getting along and venturing out now. And it's all because of these little battery, these little resonator batteries. It makes a difference in your life. Try it. You'll be amazed. They're a 90-day unconditionally money-back guarantee. That's how confident we are in our resonators, our little batteries. And if you happen to get an earthing card or food freshness card or an EMF shield, they are guaranteed a year, and they will last you several years. We've got friends that have had them for several years. They work. Sean, anyone? If not, we're going to close the program out. And are we coming on tomorrow night?
I personally believe we might. But I don't think we'll have any listeners because most people are pretty much tuned out on Easter and have
Easter,
you know, family. Families that they associate with that they don't get to see.
Okay. Well,
so why don't we just
come back Monday night and Wednesday night, and we'll run that contest for you. Monday and Wednesday, you get four people that say your name. They're here on time at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, and they listen to the whole show and they say your name. And identify themselves, tell us what state they are from. We will give you 12 resonators and an EMF shield. You basically, every time you get somebody on the show, you get 2 resonators. They get 3. They win. You win. And then if you want to turn it into a business, get with myself or Herb or any one of our branding partners and ask them how you could turn this and get paid to give away free resonators from Nikola Tesla inspired technology. With that, Sean, anyone? If not, I'm going to close it out. Well, I guess, Sean, are you still here?
Nope. Yes, I am. Go ahead and close it out. We don't have anybody pressing it.
Okay. No one pressing 1. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much. We know that you could have been doing anything else in the world. But you chose to spend time with us and the Rolling Energy Group, our family here, and we value that. We love that. We appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time out to spend your time with us. And like I said, I basically am leaving Metropolitan. If you know anything about the old cartoon Superman and the Kryptonite, that was actually started in a little bitty little town, actually Metropolis, but people thought it was a big city in New York, but it was in a little bitty town in Illinois. I stopped at the rest area that there at the home of the Superman, and we brought you this show live from the Kryptonite. I hope you got plenty of Kryptonite and wrote down the information tonight. Hope you got plenty of positive vibes and energy. And if you really want to feel the true energy, challenges. Take our challenge. Try it. You might fall in love with it like we do. Thank you all. We'll see you Monday night. Bring your guest. Contact the person that invited you to the show immediately after the show's over and ask them more questions. And watch several of the videos so you understand the truth about this. And with that, God bless you. God bless this country. And God bless America. Good night, all. Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Irv. See y'all Monday night.